Everybody, it's Dan. So in this video, I want to talk to you about whether the 1990s was better than the 2020s.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well. So we're just going to go pick up the little one. But I covered this a little bit on a podcast this morning, and it came off a thread that I was reading on Twitter about Star Trek and about when they went back in time to the 1990s and talking about what a golden age it was in the 1990s. And it got me thinking. I'm like, you know, we have this expectation that technology is going to improve our lives somewhat, and it's going to make everything better, and world will be at peace, and we'll have more leisure time, and that kind of didn't happen, did it? We've got wages that have stagnated, wage increases haven't really happened. We've got, you know, actually worse stuff happening because of technology. So, you know, if you're a taxi driver, you're going to have issues driving your taxi because, you know, cars are going to be self-driving. I mean, they're self-driving now. I've seen a car drive with a guy in it, and he's not touched the steering wheel once. He got in the car, told the car where he wanted to go, and it took him there. And it's like, you know, it's 2022. Imagine what that's going to be like in 10 years' time. Taxi drivers who earn not a lot of money will be earning even less. Truck drivers who earn not a lot of money will be earning even less. And think about how much better Amazon Alexa has improved with its voice recognition capability. And then you look at some of the stuff from Boston Dynamics and their robots, and you're soon going to realise that actually you're going to run into a problem. And just to top, kind of cap that thinking off, there's a website where you can ask it legal advice, and the advice is more accurate than you would get than if you went to a lawyer on average. That's just amazing, right? So it's like, it's just going to get worse, not better. And if you've not got an income that's coming in that covers you every single month, you know, I think about this quite a lot. I'm like, and we called it right 23 years ago because that's how long we've been in property. People are always going to need somewhere to live. For now, till we get androids or we move into the metaverse and your body just goes into a chair and you sit there for the rest of your life and you live out your life in the metaverse. Like, is that going to happen? I don't know. I'm not so naive as to say that something like that wouldn't happen. If it can happen in sci-fi, it can happen in real life. Sci-fi from 100 years ago, not what they called it back then, but what, yeah, 1922, probably wouldn't call it sci-fi, but putting man on the moon, Martians from Mars, not that that's happened yet, but I think, you know, given the next decade, we'll find evidence of previous life on Mars, might only be bacterial and so on. But as we move forward through time, we expect things are going to get better, and actually, things are not getting better, are they? We seem to have more leisure time in the 1990s, and I was around in the 1990s. I was 20 in 1992. 1990s rocked. Maybe it's also because I'm older now and I see the world differently than I did in the from when I was 20 in the 1990s, and now I actually see it for being a much harder place. And in the 1990s, we didn't have this thing called the internet. Like, it was kind of around, but it wasn't really around. And so we used to think that the problems of the planet could be solved by just people getting access to more information. Then obviously the internet came along. It turned out that that's not the case at all. It's not more knowledge or information that people need. People are pretty stupid. One of the great things I love is from George Carlin. And he said, just take the average person. Go to a bar, go to a football match, go out with your friends, and just listen to some of the dumb shit that some of your friends come out with, or some of these people come out with, and pick the average, right? That's the average intelligence of a person. Now, just think about this for a second. Half of the planet is dumber than that. Like, you think how dumb your friends are, and some of the stuff I come out with, and how dumb that is, and I know for a fact that my IQ is above 100, by the way, because we did an IQ test. It's fairly high. But even I do dumb shit. And just imagine how many more people are stupider than you, right? So this stuff's not going to get better. Like, as a society, I can't really see it getting better. Here we are in 2022 in a war with Ukraine, potentially World War III. We've not really moved on in the last 100 years, have we? The only thing that's moved on is our access to technology. You have people who live on benefits have an iPhone 13, for goodness sakes. they've got access to the latest, greatest technology ever available. And so it's not access to technology that's making the difference, it's how we use it. And given that artificial intelligence and robotics is going to come over and take over a lot of what we do, we're going to have to think of a way of improving what we do in our lives. It's that better leisure time. Instead of working all hours because our wages have stagnated, is there some other way that we can add more value to our society so that you get paid per person that you help, not per hour that you work? I say that again. Is there a way that you can get paid per person that you help rather than per hour that you work? You solve that problem, you've done it. You'll never work a day in your life. And we kind of solved that problem because with our properties, of course, everybody's going to need somewhere to live. Inflation, you know, we've talked about inflation so much, interest rates rising, quantitative easing, pushing out inflation, price of everything going up, including your assets. We've talked about that. So we know that that was one of the solutions. But it's not the only solution. One of the other solutions, something that we're looking at as well, you know, like when we run a campaign for a client in our digital marketing agency, we then have to go find another client, and then another client, and then another client. And that gets really tiring pretty quick. However, I then see other type of businesses, let's say a brewery, and they make a product, and then they distribute that product, and then they get it into as many bars, and then it's down to marketing and all the rest of it to make sure that that product gets sold, whatever that product happens to be. But the more of those people that you can help, the more people that you can sell your product to, you're not exchanging your hour for some cash. So again, it's a transition. And really, as a species, this is where we need to be. This is what we need to be doing in terms of being an entrepreneur, being in business. And certainly we've not got that model right just yet, because we have to work. When we close a client, we've got to implement what the client wants. Much better to do the work and then just manufacture the same thing over and over and over again. Like, I don't know, beer, soft drinks. Like, you take someone like The Rock, and he's got his, whatever his drink is. Well, first of all, he's got his gin, and then he's got his sports drink. And they're doing absolute amazing stuff on that. Selling it left, right and centre. The income just goes up. Shaquille O'Neal bought into pizza places. I think he bought like 400, 500 pizza places. They've gone through the roof. Kobe Bryant, who made an investment of $400 million, which is pretty much what he earned as an NBA basketball player, turned that investment into $1 billion after his death, for goodness sakes. And so that's definitely not exchanging time for money. So if you're stuck in this exchanging time for money, you're going to struggle, and increasingly so, you're going to increasingly struggle. And until you actually realise this and solve this, you won't ever get rich. You never get rich working for someone else. Very few people do it. Charlie Munger is probably one of the few people who spring to mind getting rich working for someone else. Although, you know, you would probably argue that him and Warren and Buffett were on the same level. So, was the 1990s better than the 2000s, 2020s? I have to say, I'm sorry to say, it appears that way. Especially as we've got Ukrainian war, we've got Brexit, we've got, my goodness, pandemic. How on earth do we forget about the pandemic, for God's sake? We've got all this stuff going on. So, yes, I would have to say that the 1990s definitely seems to be better than the 2020s. But maybe we've got time to change. Maybe the late 2020s will be better. Maybe we'll reach a point where things just get better. Maybe it's a U-curve or a Laffer curve. At this point down here it gets worse, and at this point it starts to get better as a U-curve. And maybe that's where we are in the 2020s. There's a big shift about to happen. But if you can jump onto that shift by actually not exchanging time for money, but exchanging how many people you can help in return for some kind of sum of money, then you're going to do very well. Anyway, hope that's useful. Nice little controversial one there. We'll speak to you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a great day. Take care. Bye.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like, or subscribe to the entire podcast.